Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Like a cobra!
Well stated.
Now, back to the Morning Roast with Bonte and Shasky.
We know how Tony feels about Shanahan. Tony in Oakland. I hope she's doing well. I worry about her.
He doesn't have the balls.
I worry about her.
He ruins your zone.
Clark the Shark, I worry about him.
Where is Clark the Shark?
He went on a vacation. Remember he said him and his wife were going away for a while?
Hanging out with the Sharks, man.
Can't open her cow.
Oh, he's always lurking.
Well, he might be down bad.
Warriors are down bad.
Yeah,
yes.
He's probably somewhere in the caddy. Somewhere, Missouri, St. Louis? Where's he from?
I mean, St. Louis.
Yeah, and holding that hope that Looney's the next Jokic.
Yeah, and, you know, Devin Haney got his ass kicked last Saturday night by Ryan Garcia. He's a big boxing guy.
Did I ever tell you, but when we came back from Vegas, I ran into Devin Haney's entire crew?
Yeah, good guy.
I was shocked at how small he was. Okay. Like, and I don't mean small, like physically, like the stature of the size of his arms and stuff.
No, he's small.
The height.
Short.
Yeah.
He's really very short.
Most and I was like, are. I would never, ever, ever cross a boxer.
Yeah, no, Devin Haney's cool. We interviewed him on Warriors Pregame Live. It was real cool. Real cool.
Was he iced out?
He was iced out.
Yeah.
He was iced, which was disappointing in his ring walk. He came out with the Prime chain. You know, the whole drink that Logan Paul and all
it's
them.
It's filled with sugar.
And it was just swagless. Like, Devin Haney has ice.
Yeah,
big time ice.
Prime's paying you.
Yeah, you got to do it.
The 12-year-old kids love Prime.
Yeah, is it like the new Gatorade or something?
Yeah, but it's like Jolt meets Gatorade, I guess. If I could describe it without being in the know.
Yeah.
The only Prime I recognize is Coach Prime.
Hey, big year for Coach Prime. There's rumors. You hear the rumors?
No.
The rumors are if he could win 7, 8, 9 games, which feels like a stretch, he'd be in line for the Cowboy job and drafting Shedeur Sanders, the first round pick.
I don't know if he wants to do that.
Oh, I could see that happening.
Bonte, I'm a Cowboy fan now.
I don't know. That mess with Jerry Jones,
him and Jerry are good.
I kind of think it would actually work.
I'm here for the chaos of it. I don't know how well like it would actually end up.
Coach being. Prime versus.
I think
Shanahan.
You guys are in on it because it would be the downfall is near and it's coming hard for the Cowboys.
Oh, it's already came. The downfall is already here. It's been here since 1995.
The downfall is near and it's coming hard.
The Cowboys, where's Robin Sanbruno? I guarantee Robin Sanbruno's not down for the Aiyuk trade.
Oh, no. He wants Aiyuk to leave so he can get away from Shanahan. That's Rob's philosophy.
Come on.
I guarantee you, Robin Sanbruno, if you're out there, give us a call. I guarantee you, Rob's philosophy right now when he's thinking about all this and he's sitting back chuckling. And he's saying, go ahead and trade Aiyuk. I want Aiyuk to get the hell away from Kyle Shanahan and Brock Purdy. That's how Robin Sanbruno's thinking.
That's absurd.
That's how he's thinking. Now, rocking new era. I agree with this. What are we doing for the draft around these parts?
What do you mean?
What are we doing for the NFL
draft? Evan Giddings,
draft?
Mark Grandy, Sterling Bennett, 6 to 10 tomorrow.
Oh, really? We got that young gunners. I like that.
Nice.
I like that.
Nice.
I like that. I'm going to be tapped in. I'm tapped in. I miss, you know what? We need to get back to this.
What's that?
We need to get back to having draft parties. I'm with you, Rockin' New Era. Our draft parties used to be lit. So I first met Spadoni.
Schroeder's?
No, not Schroeder's.
Fox Theater, Paramount. That was fun.
That was the draft with Solomon Thomas, Raiders, Christian McCaffrey.
We did one.
Patrick Mahomes.
Was it the Via Hotel 1 year?
That was Via Hotel. The Hotel Via.
Okay, and then we did that Schroeder's.
We did Schroeder's.
Am I pronouncing that right?
Yeah, Schroeder's. Not Dennis Schroeder.
There was 1 year. It was like my first year here. It was like Bonte was on the stage. You had Papa.
I got bumped for Damon Bruce that year.
Damon.
I was just the update guy for that show.
NBC Peacock should have put it on the Peacock channel because the amount of peacocking going on at that table was unbelievable.
We got Bonte and Towny.
Well, the first 2 years, it was Papa Fortenbaugh. That was a lot of fun. Low Deal came by.
Okay.
Kirk Morrison came by.
Yeah, Kirk.
Mama Lynch came by. We were all these Raider
fans.
That was a lot of fun. That was a great time.
Were we more Raider affiliated at that time?
Yeah, we were definitely Raider affiliated. And then the next year at Schroeder's, it was me and Papa doing our show there. And then our boy Aram was there.
Yeah.
And then
sharp-dressed guy.
San Rafael High School.
That was the coin flip draft too with the Raiders.
Coin flip draft between I saw the picture of that yesterday. It was Reggie McKenzie.
I'll never forget.
John Lynch.
We're gonna go to Rick Tittle here, who's reporting on the Raiders pick. I can't believe they didn't take Derwin James. I wanted the Niners to take Derwin James.
Been one of their better picks too. Colton Miller, he's still on the team.
Like when healthy, I mean, he has not been healthy. He is a great player. But he's just never healthy.
No, he's a stud. He's a stud. But he wasn't right his last year at Florida State. See, he tore his ACL, so he was coming back playing on that. Maybe that's why he slipped a little in the first round, but he is a baller. So, yeah, we need to get back to having draft parties around here. I get the Niners have been good. They haven't had a lot of picks in the first round, but now it's on the crack, and it's always fun to have a draft party and a wish and a hope and have that live drink. Like, when we get that breaking news alert during the NFL draft in the first round, and Ayuk gets traded, where will you be when Brandon Ayuk gets traded? It's unfortunate. Let's go to Oriole Cookie in Oakland. Oriole Cookie, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, man? I've been going back and forth about this Brandon Ayuk thing, man. I just want to leave the feelings out of it and go with the business side, and I want the Niners to play hardball with him. Ayuk has had a good year last year, but one good year does not equal, you know, future good years as well. I think he needs to prove it again. If he wants to hold out, let him hold out.
Back-to-back 1,000-yard Oreo Cookie, real quick. Back-to-back 1,000-yard receivers. I mean, back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons.
I get that, but, you know, we can't trade this dude. We're right there, man, and our offense is so complicated that if we do bring in a wide receiver, it's going to take him a while to get used to it, right, to get all the things down and packed. But knowing the history of these guys, man, they're going to go defense. With the new defensive coordinator coming in, I don't know, is he going to go 4-3 or a 3-4? I'm thinking linebacker. You know, when the linebacker went down, that was our biggest hole right there.
Well, I believe that they're going to try to turn. They have the one pick in the first round and the one pick in the second round. I believe they're going to try to have, let's say, four picks in the first, you know, two rounds. That's what I think they're targeting. Four picks, give or take, in the first two rounds. That's what I think they're trying to walk away with. I don't know what that's going to, whether that includes just an IU trade, multiple trade ups, trade downs, whatever. I think they're going to try to walk away with some sort of an offensive lineman, some sort of a wide receiver, and then whether it's another wide receiver, another offensive lineman, or a secondary player, that's what I think that their target is in the first couple rounds.
No, boy, Travis King. You know Travis King, right?
49ers.
He just tapped in. On Instagram, he's like, don't forget, they also have to figure out a way to pay Talanoa Hufanga after the season.
He's coming off a big injury.
I knew you would say that.
Safeties,
I knew that was going to come out of your
mouth. But safeties don't command a lot of money.
They don't. But
so, like, that's one of the things.
But he was a six-round pick. And
he's a good player. I like him. We missed him.
Good player. He was an all-pro, Shasky. Yeah,
we missed him.
He was an all-pro.
Again, another guy I would like to keep, right? You can't keep everybody, you know? And so you got to make some hard decisions. It does feel like the blueprint for the NFL currently, and things change all the time. It was like, running backs don't matter, and then all of a sudden, like, McCaffrey's amazing. Oh, that's right, running backs do matter, you know? You can't win with wide receivers, and then, like, you look at wide receivers are everywhere. But it does feel like one of the financial blueprints right now is either you have a max quarterback making prime money and a wide receiver making a rookie deal, or on a rookie deal, or rookie quarterback, max money quarter wide receiver. That seems to be how teams are trying to work the finances currently.
It is. I mean, they got some decisions to make. Lenore is going to be up for some money. Charverius Ward is going to be up for some money. So it's not just Brock Purdy who's going to be resetting the quarterback market. And I take it as Brock Purdy as being a guy who's not going to gobble up all the money, because I think he realizes, hey, man, to be successful, I need players around me. I need players around me to my not a temperament and the mentals of Brock Purdy. I think he is the quarterback of the future for the 49ers. I like everything I saw from him, but he does need weapons. If you take away weapons from him, I'm afraid he will be compromised and he will look like the seventh round pick that he was, the last pick of the draft. But he's played much better than that. There's no doubt about that. But with these weapons, he can make things shake. With these weapons, I thought with this quarterback, you can average 30 points a game, which they did. They did. I want to surround him. I want to keep weapons around him. But, you know, the team building aspect is very interesting here with the 49ers because of the contracts they've given out here with Javon Hargrave or whatnot coming in free agency. So we'll see about this. We'll see how it shakes out. Let's go to Ben in Oakland. Ben, what's happening?
Hey, let's see. I don't really get any of this trade talk. We're trying to win the Super Bowl. We need to win it now. Brandon Ayuk didn't play as a rookie, so even if we got the 11th pick or the 12th pick that he was there, the rookie's not going to play anywhere. Let's just push it down the road and try to win while Brock's cheap.
He did get like 700 yards that year, the rookie year. He missed a couple of games early on because...
Yeah, he was in the doghouse.
No, that was the second year. Go back and look at
the second year was a doghouse.
Yeah, go back and look at the numbers.
No, the second year was a doghouse when they didn't start up against Detroit, but continue.
Yeah, and then the other one is just when Shasky was saying that we're trying to get, you know, four picks in the first two rounds, we pick better in the lower rounds. Generally, I trade down, get a whole bunch of really cheap guys, and try to hit like Kittle or Debo or Funga or anything like that, because we killed the late rounds. I guess Banks kind of hit in the second round, but
yeah,
that was just my thought. But you guys are right. It was the second year that was in the doghouse, and I got confused.
All good, okay. All good. Look, Ben, and to your point, Ben, John Lynch mentioned in his presser the other day that he doesn't believe this draft is as deep as previous drafts because a lot of guys went back to school and didn't declare for the NFL draft. He had a quote on that the other day. I'll pull up. Let me get those transcripts.
I believe he said something like 20 to 22 first-round grades.
First-round grades, but he said a lot of guys. But he also said a lot of guys went back to school. So this draft is not as deep as it usually is. Mm-hmm. So it's really top-heavy. And, you know, maybe the first two, three rounds here, the fifth, sixth, seventh rounds, is not as deep as it has been in years past, to Ben's point, Oakland, where they have hit on the later picks. Lynch is anticipating that this draft will not be as hit. Oh, you got the sound. Here it is. John Lynch the other day.
We're not at 32 this year. We're slightly more than the last couple of years. I mean, so that's a good thing. But, you know, I think that just speaks more to our – we have a high standard that we don't change, blow with the wind to try to put first-round grades. But still, you know, when we like players, you know, we draft them. And I think we don't get beholden to, well, the league sees them here, you know. So 22 is kind of where we're at, 22 first-round grades. We do have a high standard there that is up from the last couple of years. And so I think that's a good thing.
It's John Lynch the other day. So that's what he was talking about when it comes to the NFL draft. And obviously the biggest draft question right now for the 49ers is, what do you do with Brandon Ayuk? What do you do?
Now I want to know, what do you think? Do you think Kyle Shanahan values Brandon Ayuk the way he did, let's say, Julio Jones? Because I've heard him fawn over Julio Jones. I've heard him fawn over Andre Johnson, guys that he's had in the past. Do you think he views Ayuk currently on the same level as those guys?
Possibly.
No, I'm serious.
I don't know. But I did a deep dive on Shanahan and the receivers he's had in the past. So, first of all, he grows up as a kid. He sees Ed McCaffrey and Rod Smith.
Rod Smith, undrafted. One of the greatest undrafted stories in the league.
All right. So, one of your first gigs as wide receiver coach, OC, with the Texans, you have Andre Johnson.
First ballot Hall of Fame talent. Talent-wise, coming out of...
Big, ex-receiver.
Ridiculous.
Blocks, catches, runs every route.
Superstar.
Just a stud.
Yeah.
Cleveland, if I'm not mistaken, Josh Gordon was there.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Gordon had his best season ever.
God, he was so good.
Kyle Shanahan.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda.
Right?
Yeah.
I believe so. I may be the year after. Maybe I could well, be
let's
wrong
roll
on
with
that
it
one.
For storytelling's sake.
But Julio Jones for sure.
Come on. And he had Mohamed Sanu, who he always liked.
And he brought Mohamed Sanu here to San Francisco. Mm-hmm. He loves those type of receivers. Mm-hmm. So I have a feeling that
Pierre Garçon. A bigger guy.
Shanahan loves Ayuk. I don't know where Shanahan is at with this one. We haven't heard from him. He wasn't at the podium the other day.
Yeah.
He doesn't go to combines. You know, he kind of sits back and chills.
And wide receiver is the position he played in college. He's very particular. It's really interesting. He's fickle with these wide receivers. Like, there are certain guys, Dante Pettis comes to mind.
We got breaking news here. Should we hit the sounder? Should we hit it here? Because this is going to pertain to Brandon Ayuk.
Okay.
Here we go.
95.7 The Game. Breaking news.
Speaking of wide receivers, the Detroit Lions have a deal. They've agreed to an extension for Amon-Ra St. Brown. I think it's a four-year deal with $77 million guaranteed. Whoa. And he gets $120 million.
Whoa.
Making him the highest-paid wide receiver in all of pro football. Amon-Ra St. Brown, Detroit Lions, who's an absolute stud.
Wow.
Gets 4 years and more than $120 million with $77 million guaranteed. He's now the highest-paid receiver in the NFL.
How do you think teams around the league view the conversation between Ayuk and Amon-Ra St. Brown?
Amon-Ra St. Brown's a stud, man. He's an absolute stud.
So that's almost exactly $30 million a year. Is it 129 or 120?
120. Said more than 120.
Okay, so let's just go off.
Guaranteed $77 million.
You're looking at 30 mil, right? 30 mil per year. 77 guaranteed. So that's 16 or so, 26 or so more than Devontae.
You look at his production last year.
He's a slot, power slot guy.
Yep. Now he's going to do all the dink and dunk stuff.
Exactly. He's a beast.
So the last 2 years, you know, he's been in the league 3 years now. So they're taking care of their own a year early. He was out of USC, obviously, a stud out of USC. He was drafted. Where was he drafted? He was a fourth round pick. Amon-Ra St. Brown, fourth round pick. Goes 90 for 912 his rookie year. He goes 106 for 1161 his second year. Last year, 119 receptions, 1515 yards.
It's a pretty monster season.
12.7 yards per catch. Now, don't forget, Ayuk had 19.7 yards per
catch.
That's
incredible too. It's incredible too.
So, where's Ayuk at now?
I think he's somewhere in between the two numbers, as in the Devontae Smith number. And I think Devontae and him are so alike in terms of production and how they're going to view. And that's not disrespect to either guy. I hold them both in high regard. So I think he's in that 25, 26, 27, 28. I don't think he's going to get 30. Do you?
No.
So now that you've heard that, more or less likely that he gets moved? More or less likely they get a deal done here?
I don't know. I don't know. But it just kind of goes to the point that Detroit, we're talking about team building and giving wide receivers money. Detroit's like, we need wide receivers. We need playmakers.
Yeah, but they don't have high-end. Defensive player $120 million.
Not yet.
They're not paying another wide receiver $28 million. They're not paying their left tackle $30 million.
Goff's on the books for a lot of money. Goff's on the books for a lot of money. Is it that deal?
They have a middle linebacker right now who's going to make 20-something million in Fred Warner. Like, I just think that Detroit's financially versus where the Niners are very different.
But it shows you, though, that they're saying, hey, we're keeping our outside weapons. We need to protect Jared Goff and supply him with this mini web. Look at what they did last year. They took a first round. They used their first round pick on Jahmyr Gibbs, and everybody crushed them.
Well, they traded down. They got two picks.
But they did get two picks, but they crushed them for it.
And they got Jahmyr Gibbs in the second round and Gibbs.
But they crushed Gibbs.
Oh, I'll take Gibbs all day.
But they crushed him for taking him in the first round. And then they signed David Montgomery.
Yes.
They signed David Montgomery. So they were adding offense and saying, we need to be explosive here. We need to score while our defense tries to catch up here. So
Goff is in the last year of his contract.
What's he making? 26?
Base salary $22 million. He has a $32 million cap hit.
Wow. Yeah.
It's all the big money deals. So they may. What are they going to do with golf?
Hutchinson's going to be the next guy you would think with the big deals.
He's got another year.
What are they going to do with golf? What are they going to do with Jared Goff?
They draft somebody this year in the mid to late rounds and see what happens with Goff.
If the Lions draft a quarterback.
Yeah.
That's one.
I mean, they're a team like Penix would be a nice fit for them indoors, you know, with that kind of weaponry.
Penix would be great for
them. Right? Like, see,
he's going to be a Raider, guys. Come on.
Okay, well, I mean, if Antonio Pierce is dedicated to the Raider way, which is throwing the ball deep down the field like Al Davis liked, then yes, Penix is the guy.
We'll probably get Bo Nix.
Oh. So the Amara St. Brown deal, that's an interesting one. I think once those numbers come out, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Like, I think now you've kind of suppressed. Now we're in the middle zone. Like, Ayuk's not going to get more than that, but he's definitely not going below what Devontae's getting. He's either going to equal or go higher.
What did Devontae get guaranteed?
It was $52 million guaranteed.
$52 million guaranteed.
This guy got 77.
Yeah, 77, which is a lot of money. 5 years, $91 million for Devontae, uh-huh. If I'm not mistaken, and a 52 guaranteed. That to me is the baseline. Would you be willing to give Ayuk $50 million guaranteed? Guaranteed. Now, here's TJ Husmajada on Ayuk's argument to San Francisco on why he should get paid.
Yeah, he's 31st in the league in catches because he doesn't get as many targets as other guys. And so he can say, if you give me the targets that Justin Jefferson gets, I wouldn't be 31st in the league. And so you can counter that. I'm 31st in the league, but am I 31st in the league in yards? So just imagine if I had more catches, what I would do with it. And so there's always counter arguments to whatever they're going to argue.
That was with Willard and Dibbs. Here's his former college coach, Herm Edwards, real quick on Willard and Dibbs about the contract with Brandon Ayuk.
I think both parties realize they need each other, and it'll get done. It'll be ugly at times, but I think at the end he'll be a 49er.
It's interesting. TJ Husmajada was talking about targets. Is he ever going to, like, is any wide receiver in this offense ever going to be a 150 target guy?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Because Shanahan wants to run the ball.
Yeah.
What does Shanahan always say? We had Greg in Daly City bring it up. You brought this up. What's the Niners' identity offensively?
Run the ball down your throat.
What is it? Yeah, that's always going to be their identity.
Everything in the passing game is predicated off the play action. Yes.
They want to get the 30 carries.
Agreed.
Because that's an indicator that they're leading or winning in the football game. Almost like a math equation. They want to get the 30. So that's number one with this offense. So a wide receiver, if you do want to get multiple targets and you want to be like CeeDee Lamb and you want to be like Amara St. Brown, this ain't the place for that.
Yeah. So to close up the loop on Devontae, 3-year extension, $75 million, 51 and change guaranteed.
Wow.
So it's only 3 for $75 extended. That's interesting.
Wonder if Ayuk would do that.
$51 million guaranteed with or approximately that deal.
Yeah.
$25 million a year. I mean, look, if the Niners could make it work, I'd love to have that, you know, the guy come back on that deal. It just feels like they were unwilling to do that.
Yep. So yeah, I don't know what you do here with Ayuk. We're gonna talk to Kotos at 9:20. To talk about the Giants, and we'll get back into the NFL draft.
Can we talk wide receivers in the draft?
But yeah, we can. 888-957-9570 as we open up the phone lines here.
Because I've got some guys I'm targeting.
This is supposed to be a rich wide receiver class. This one is supposed to be the one that is going to stand out amongst others. Now, we've had some great wide receiver class in the past, especially over the last 10 years. But there's some guys here who's going to be top heavy. Go ahead, start with yours because mine.
My guys, like I haven't differentiated. If they keep Ayuk, I'm looking for the best available, not a specific Ayuk type of replacement. So, like, I'm more open to some of the slot guys. But I'm going to go off the working. This is my list, if they move off Ayuk, who I would like. And in no particular order, I'm looking at, like, the later guys. So I'll go backwards to forward. Leggett, the guy was just a monster this year. And why I like him at South Carolina, he's a one-year wonder. He's 23 years old, but he does kick returns too. And with this new kick return thing, are you more apt to use him that way? Clearly, special teams was an issue for the Niners this year. Another wild card guy that I got late, Johnny Wilkins, your guy.
Johnny Wilson.
Wilson, excuse me, from Florida State. I just think he's like a basketball player playing wide receiver. And you could see in that Clemson game, he started to turn it on, and it felt like the rest of the year, everything was different for him. Now, he's big. He's lanky. I think he's just learning how to use his body. But to me,
from Arizona State guy,
he's a wild card type of a dude.
From Arizona State guy, not a Clemson game. He was good, and Keon Coleman was also good in that game.
Keon Coleman's big, another
he,
guy.
He got the game with a touchdown there on the fade route in the corner of the end zone. I was like, wow, look at that.
But these don't these guys all feel like second, third rounders?
Yeah, I mean, they do. They're second day guys to me. Like, Roman Wilson's getting a lot of buzz.
I see a lot of crossers. You know what, a lot of crossers.
That's what Shanahan does, though.
I know, but he's so little. Like, to be Ayuk's replacement, you have to be out on the outside, up on the line of scrimmage, being forced. You're going to be pressed, and you have to beat that press coverage. I don't know if I love him in that.
He popped in that Rose Bowl. He was outrunning dudes from Alabama. I was shocked. He made plays in that Rose Bowl. He's a gamer. He's a gamer. I like Roman Wilson.
I like Michigan guys in general. Right.
But Roman Wilson, what's the difference between him and Ronnie Bell? Like, Ronnie Bell looked like that in Michigan, too. Ronnie Bell was... I wouldn't give up on Ronnie Bell. Now that I'm thinking about Ronnie, I think he could be in for a nice little second season for the 49ers.
Yeah, but I don't think he's a dude... like, to me, not that he's gadgetry. I think you're going to work him in the slot and the outside. I'm looking at, can you be an 80% on the outside type of a guy?
Yeah, well, the
that's
guy...
That's what I'm looking for Ayuk.
Well, that's... Yeah, well, if you're replacing Ayuk.
Yes.
My number one crush.
Yeah, who's your number one?
Because my number one, because I'm going to take Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to be
He's off the board. He's off the board.
Malik Nabers, off the board. Roma Dunze, off the board.
He's my crush.
I mean, we all love him. We all love
him. I would love to see them move up and get him.
I love Brian, but my guy that I love, and the more and more I watch him, there's two guys. There's one defensive end, Chop Robinson, Chop Chop, from Pitt State. I do like Chop. I think he wore 44 at Pitt State. He's so fast off the ball. Okay. Kind of reminds me of D Ford.
Oh, okay.
But the guy from Iowa, the quarter, Cooper DeJean. Yeah.
Come on, he's
a baller. Punts.
Yes.
He returns punts
plays
as well.
Every position in the secondary.
But the wide receiver, if I'm going to replace Ayuk, and the guy I'm going to try to replace him with is going to be Adonai Mitchell from Texas, who was at Georgia and went to Texas. And when I saw him in that Sugar Bowl yelling at the coach's staff saying, give me the damn ball, I said, damn, this guy's big. And he cooked Alabama in that game early in the season. He was cooking Kool-Aid.
I'm smiling.
He cooked Kool-Aid. Cooked Kool-Aid McKinstry, I think, for two touchdowns, 75, 80 yards in that game in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. That's the guy that I can't stop watching. I just can't stop watching him.
I'm watching him. I have him highlighted right here. He's my number one. I have him and then Brian Thomas Jr. right after him, because I'm assuming that Rome's gone. He would be my top-tier crush. But I'm looking at this guy. 82% on the outside. He's got a 92% vertical versus everyone else in this particular draft class. The guy has unbelievable body control. So many throws. He gets open, and Quinn Ewers underthrows or throws him into coverage, and he contorts his body and his shoulders to catch the ball with his hands out in front of his body and makes a tough contested catch. I think this guy's an absolute beast. The only problem with him, he's not a yak guy.
No.
So if you look at the yak numbers in college, but my argument is, Quinn Ewers is so garbage. The ball placement was so bad, he had nowhere to go.
Not only that, Shanahan's scheme.
Yes.
Can get you open to create some of that.
Yeah. We're on the same guy.
No, look at 925. Chop is lightning fast around the edge. You watch Chop Robinson rush the passer. Now, he's going to go probably in the first round.
Yeah, I don't see us picking him, but I hear you.
6'3", 254. I couldn't stop watching Chop Chop Robinson. I could never have enough edge rushers. I'm thinking about Bosa. And I'm thinking about the name Chop. We're all doing a Chop in Levi Stadium. I would love to do that. Now, I don't want to piss anybody off, because I know how we feel about Arrowhead and Florida State. I'm not saying that, but Chop is that dude.
Can I give you the other wide receiver who I'm very intrigued? He's slightly less on my board. He's slightly less than Mitchell. I got him just a tick below because I think he needs to grow a little. Because I'm watching the offense. They don't throw the ball to him over the middle. So I'm like, is Shanahan going to use him if he can't work over the middle? This Brian Thomas Jr., I mean, freak athlete. Size, speed, yes. Yeah. Tons of touchdown. He's got shake and bake. This guy caught hitches. These little hitches. Ah, boom. He got wiggle. Crazy wiggle.
No, I
could see a freak athletic pop, but I could also see that, like, he runs a ton of digs. He reminds me of a better version of Terry McLaurin. I think he's a big-time playmaker down the field, but I like Mitchell better than him.
Yeah, I like Mitchell a lot better than him, but he does get the 50-50 balls. Red zone, he's a threat in the red zone. Jaden Daniels, I mean, won the Heisman Trophy having these two dudes. They are studs. But so he is. We were talking about this before the show.
Yeah,
I thought he was a little limited in his route running.
Yeah, they didn't do much.
And you got to develop him. You got to really,
but that's
really
where,
develop
I don't
him.
Think Shanahan's going to take the time. I don't know. Like, was Ayuk as seasoned with route running as these guys?
I don't know.
or less?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
remember.
Either.
I don't remember, but he's an interesting prospect because we've always wanted a guy in the red zone who'd go up there and just go get it.
You know,
go win a jump ball. But I just don't know how more it's going to translate.
More athletic Allen Robinson.
Yeah, I could see
who that. I always liked.
Well, Allen Robinson was solid.
I always liked him. And maybe I was higher on him than others were. But I think his ACL kind of did him in.
So some people are coming in.
For you to do the legal.
All right, we'll do that in a second. But we're seeing the Xfinity Mobile text line film on Mike, 415. And this Latu-K from UCLA, he's...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.